there on the sheet.
I'm going to go ahead and read the first reference when it comes to immutability. That's a very large word, immutability, which means does not change. God is unchangeable in his essence. God is not subject to change. He does not change. And oh, what a comfort that is. Jesus Christ is pictured as the cornerstone in which you build a building on. It's solid. It's not going anywhere. Christ and God is just unchangeable. We can always trust in him and know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The first reference that's on our list is Psalm 102, verses 24 through verse 27. I'll go ahead and read the first one, Brother Kevin, okay? And Kevin and Roger, Brother Roger, he's the one who raised his hand. I'm thinking of Kevin over here. I know, I did it again. You know, there you go. Yeah, I know. You know, I had only one sibling, just one, my sister. And I can't tell you how many times my mother called me Shirley. Yes. So Psalm 102 and verse 24 to verse 27.
Our name was, I had two sisters, so we were Kath Aravin.
Okay, Kath, oh, there. There you go. Yeah, call them all three names together. There you go. There you go. All right. Verse 24 of Psalm 102 says this. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. The years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish. Listen to this. The earth, the heavens are the work of his hands. They shall perish. But thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. My God is immutable. You know, a year ago today, our world changed. The whole world changed because of COVID-19. Everything changes. We have loved ones that have disappointed us, loved ones that have hurt us, but our God will never change. He's always the same. He is the one to rely on. I love it that David said, you're like a high tower, and I run to you for protection. That is powerful, powerful. So that's Psalm 102, verses 24. How about Isaiah 46, 9 through 10? Who would be willing to read those? All right, Roger's got it. Oh. Okay.
I'll take one too.
You'll take one too? Okay. Okay. I'll give you James 1:17. Okay, Dana? You got that one? I just gave it. I guess, yeah, there's not as many as that will usually. You'll do Proverbs? Okay.
Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I'm God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Very good. My counsel will stand. Unchangeable, immutable. Always can trust in him, for I am God. Capital G, the Almighty, Elohim. He is the one that we can trust and rely upon. He never changes. James 1:17.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Yes, Father of lights, where there is no variableness, never changes, doesn't vary, doesn't change. We can rely upon him. So when we live in a world that's all shaky and falling apart and discouraging, we know that we can look up to him, that we can rely upon the Lord. And realize that he's the one to trust in. He's the one to rely on. He's the one, our high tower, that we can run to. And then who has Numbers 23? Dana has it. All right, Dana. Yes, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. He's not going to make any errors. He's not going to falter. I like to add to that, that nothing will ever dawn upon God. God will never come up and say, oh, I never thought of that one before. I didn't see that one coming. There you go, Kevin. Yes, didn't see that one coming. That happens to us all the time, doesn't it? But we can rely upon him and realize that even when something comes along that is a tearjerker and shakes our world, God knew it was going to happen. It was a planned out, and it was to make us better and to draw closer to him. The last one, 1 Samuel 15, verse 29.
I got that
one. Okay.
And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent.
Yes, the strength of Israel, our God, we can trust. We can rely upon him, realizing that he is in control. Well, thank you so much. Let's look to the Lord in closing. We've got exciting things taking place, of course, throughout this week. Coming up on Sunday morning, we're looking at the book of Revelation, looking at some pictures that illustrate scripture that I think is pretty exciting. I hope that you're enjoying that Sunday school in the morning. And then we have another message coming up in light of Easter. Last week we looked at Joseph as he was a type of Christ who delivered not only Egypt, but Israel. They would have been totally destroyed if Joseph didn't rise in authority and save the world and the hope that was found from his decision and doing what God would have him to do. And then this coming Sunday, we're going to be looking at Israel in Egypt and Pharaoh putting them into slavery. Wow, what a message. You got to be here for Sunday morning. And then, of course, Sunday night, we're going to have the business meeting. And I don't know, I think I'm going to shift gears because that Bible study, that's too much to try to fit into something. So we'll do something different other than that. But sure to be here. Be here Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday night, and then Wednesday night as well, as again we look at some characteristics of God. Today, immutability. Our God is never changing. So if your world's all topsy-turvy and shaking, we can rely upon him. He never changes. He never changes. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and the hope that we have in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Use this tonight to encourage us, to draw closer to you, to realize that our hope is found in Christ. Our hope is found in our Savior, who changed our life when he died on Calvary for our sin. Father, I pray that you'll encourage us as we leave today. Bring us all back again on Sunday morning as we come to worship you and praise your name. We pray for the school as well. Tomorrow morning, as the students come, that they will be refreshed and ready for another day to study hard and to work hard and to complete the assignments that they have as they look forward to the closing of the year coming up soon. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, you are dismissed. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Thanks, Dana.